Hey Falcons fans, welcome into a very special edition of the FalconCast podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com or on iTunes if you're listening to us there. We are at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium Preview Center here in Buckhead, Atlanta, Georgia. John Michaels to my right, DJ Shockley all the way down at the end there. We've switched the captain's chairs here this week because these two guys took a tour of the construction site, and they are going to tell you all about it, how cool it was, and just what the experience was like. We're going to get into that today, and we're going to tell you a little bit about the preview center here. This is an all-stadium podcast. I know we got free agency coming up, and everybody's really excited. We will have much more to talk about as far as that goes next week. But this week, we're devoting it all to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and just what the experience is like. So, you know, first, initial impressions. I mean, you guys got to tour this thing, you hard hats and vests and all that other stuff. How'd it go for you guys?
The first thing I think of when you see a stadium being built, and we drive past there all the time, obviously going to games at the Georgia Dome, you go, okay, they're coming along pretty quickly because you go by once a week, sometimes it's once a month. But when you actually get up on the stadium and you see the scope of what the work is, that's what's the amazing part to me. 1,300 plus construction workers on site on a daily basis. I mean, there's people working all the way up high. There's people down, you know, below. But just to see the scope of this project, that was the first impression I got was, wow, this thing, the thought of somebody sitting inside on a computer and going, this is what I'm going to come up with. And I'm going to design this. And then to actually put it to work and to see it from this level, the scope of it was just amazing.
It takes a lot to blow me away with things. It takes a lot for me to say, wow. Or it takes a lot of things to say, okay, this is just something that's crazy. But when we walked inside there, like you mentioned, you can walk by, you can drive by it, and you can see it. And you say, oh, that looks nice. It's coming up really well. It looks really big. But you don't understand it until you get inside of it. And the things we saw inside that stadium already, with it being, you know, 30-40% built, is amazing. And, you know, I know we're here at the Mercedes-Benz Preview Center, and everything that's here, everything that's behind us with the stadium, we can see that coming to fruition inside the stadium with it, how it's built right now. And I was completely blown away. And throughout the entire whatever part of the stadium we went into, we both were like, wow. Like,
exactly.
I can't believe what I'm looking at right now. And me and you were both looking at the small details that they were paying attention to. We were looking at, like, look at that bolt up. Look up. Somebody has to individually screw that in. I mean, the small things that we saw, the attention to detail that's already in this stadium is beyond crazy.
You know, one of the things, we're prone to hyperbole.
Sure.
Everything in 2016 is the newest or the best or the biggest. And we were lucky enough this year to go to Dallas for a road game. And I think every one of us, in shock, you were there as well.
Yeah.
You walk into that stadium and you just start to look around and you go, oh my God, this is amazing. I mean, the press box is ginormous. They've got all this different stuff there. Of course, your eyes are fixated on the scoreboard immediately. Yeah. When I walked into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium a couple of weeks, or what is it, about a week and a half ago now that we were there, I did the same thing. And I know Bosak and Trevor, who are behind the scenes with us, we're all looking around, and Shock kind of points to it, and you look and you go, man, that wall alone, there's literally, you know, 1,700 screws just in that wall. And to think that human beings are sitting there and doing this, I'm not prone to hyperbole to say this is one of the most amazing structures. This is the most amazing structure I've ever seen at this level.
Well, it's opening in 2017. It's hard to believe, those of us who have been here for a while, that it's almost here. It's almost time to open this stadium. But in order to really get in there and have that experience, you know, it all starts here at the Preview Center. The team at the Preview Center here, they have more than 50 appointments per day of people coming in, looking at the model, learning a little bit more about the seats and different things about the new stadium, getting those season tickets to make sure that you are in there in 2017 when the stadium opens. And you can go to MercedesBenzStadium.com, and all the booking stuff is right there. It's very easy to sign up for an appointment to come down here, check all this out. It's really cool. I mean, we've got like a mini Halo scoreboard above us right now. I mean, it's awesome to come here and see see it and just imagine how it's going to look on a grand scale. But to really come here and get the full experience of the Preview Center with a team of people who knows everything about what's going on down there, I think is just part of the whole
Jay,
fun
what's
experience.
What's also amazing is if you can't get down here, they'll do it by phone. You can do a virtual tour of it and everything. So there's no reason why you can't see this place because it's pretty awesome to see, and you got to be a part of it. There's always, like Jay mentioned, there's numerous people always here, always setting up appointments, always time to come down and view this place. I've been here a couple times myself, and each time I come, I see something different. You got the history wall in here as well, from all the way back in Fulton County Stadium, where you can see what this Falcons organization came from to where they're at now. There's so much rich tradition just in this Preview Center that you can pick out and say, wow, this is an organization that's done a lot of great things and continuing to do that as we sit here and talk about the new stadium that's about to come in 2017.
You know, to tie it into a football perspective for a moment, and we're going to talk free agency next week on the podcast because free agency will have opened, teams will have signed players, but you want a reason, a destination for people to come play. You walk around this facility and you can see the pictures on the wall behind us, and we were lucky enough to be there. There's going to be players that might, say, narrow it down to Atlanta and two other teams, and they're going to look and go, I want to play at that stadium every Sunday. That place is going to be rocking. That's going to be an event. I want to now move to Atlanta to play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium because, let's be honest, not just the Falcons will play there. There's going to be Final Fours here. There's going to be the college football playoffs. There's going to be a national championship. There's going to be a Super Bowl. This stadium makes this city even more so of a destination than it was before.
Absolutely. And again, it's all very exciting. We're just a year away, and it's just awesome, the scope of work, like you guys said, to see how everything has come together. I know you guys are really eager to talk about the crane.
Oh, yeah.
we got to get to the crane because I know that you guys were really wowed by that. A little bit about this big red crane is that there's only one of entire world. It's pretty massive, huh?
What was awesome about the crane when we were there, it was actually in operation. Yeah. Like somebody was moving, and I don't know where the guy was sitting, but you walk in and you can see again from the street, you'll see these yellow cranes sticking up and you see this red crane sticking up and you drive by and you go, okay, that's a big crane. That's awesome. That looks great. That looks like something as a kid you dreamed of. Yeah. Then when you actually get up close to this thing, and when we had the tour, it was explained to us it was 172 truckloads of material just to build the crane.
Right. Do you know, I know we said we weren't going to get into facts and figures, but if you stack those trucks front to back, you just lined them up down I-75, 85 there, it would stretch for more than a mile and a half.
It was crazy. I mean, they talked about how there was cranes in there that helped build the big red crane. And
when you need cranes to build a crane.
You guys don't understand. I've never just taken a picture of a crane. This is how massive and how big and how just wow factor this crane was and how huge it was. And it was so huge and it was so big. And you just wondered, how did they get it in here? And like you guys just mentioned, it took so much to get it in there. They're going to take so much to break it down. But like Jay just mentioned, it's only one of two in the world.
Right.
And one is sitting in, you know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So it's going to be – it's something that's really awesome. It's really great to view. I mean, it's something that I never thought I'd be excited to see a crane. And it is massive.
A couple of different things. We walked up to – and I don't know what the section's going to be named. Is it the 300 level, the 400 level? We walked to basically the top of the structure of the new stadium. And the you look down and the crane's just towering above. So think about being right now in like section 325 and you're all the way in the back of the Georgia Dome. And you look up and there's a crane that's stretching up to the rooftop that's going to be higher. That's what you're looking at. Then you walk down on the field and I think Shock asked the question when we were walking around, how the heck do you fuel this thing? How does it run? We happen to look to the side and there's a giant fuel tanker fueling like when you see the BP truck driving down the street. There's one of those parked in there fueling this thing.
Literally just parked there, just gassing him up. I mean, this guy was, you ever seen Transformers? It was Transformers times three or four. You know, it was huge. I was just waiting for it to just.
I could tell when you guys were there on Twitter that it brought out the kids in you. You were awed by the, you know, construction vehicles and all that other stuff.
It was massive, man. I mean, we actually got to walk inside the where the Falcons locker room would be. And I've been in thousands of locker rooms throughout my time. You guys been in thousands of locker rooms. And when we walked in there and they told us how big the locker room was, and we was like, okay, from this wall all the way to the wall, no, it's like extended a little bit more. The locker room is huge. They were talking about all the things that's gonna have inside the locker room. I mean, Arthur Blank and his staff didn't hold any punches back when creating the stadium, creating everything from the locker rooms to the suites to – we got so much other stuff we want to talk about. But the locker room was massive as well.
And let's stay on that. Awesome. Let's stay on that, the player side of things for a second. And I think we brought it up here, but I want to delve more into it. You know, if you are a free agent that's on the fence, you don't know where you want to end up. You see a stadium like this, how much does it impact your decision? I mean, obviously, when you're changing teams, there are so many different things. If you got your family, the money, and all that other stuff, it is kind of nice to be in a state-of-the-art building, I would imagine.
No doubt about it. I think it gives you a different sense of what's important sometimes, because I remember when I was playing, we went out and played in Oakland. And I was thinking about, if I had to come to this stadium, or I had to come play here every week, I'd be like, God, you know, it just sits you in a bad mood. And then you're thankful for what you have. And then you look at what's happening now. This is going to blow free agents away. They're going to come here and look at the state-of-the-art facility. They're going to look at where they're going to be at every Sunday. They're going to see where their family is going to sit every Sunday. They're going to see exactly – they're going to be one of the few people who get to actually be a part of this actual structure, and it's going to be awesome. So it pays big dividends when a player is thinking about, okay, should I go here or go there? Sometimes the smallest thing is where he's playing and what it looks like.
You know, I also look at – the Falcons are already considered around the league one of the class organizations. I'll use the story, Jay. We know how it is to travel in Shock. You've been there as well. Get off the bus. You know, we're coming from under the stadium, and maybe it's the Southern hospitality in a lot of us, but I usually will speak to the security people that are in opposing stadiums.
Sure.
I had a lady, it must have been a game last year, she walks by and goes, you guys are the nicest organization that ever has walked in here. And I kind of stood there for a second. I said, oh, I appreciate it. She goes, no, you don't understand. You guys come in, everybody speaks, whether it's coaches, players, staff, you guys are always really friendly, your logistical team and everything else. So we're already considered one of the class organizations in the league. And players talk. They know, hey, Arthur Blank's going to treat us well. Well, then you add this. You know, Mark Cuban for the Dallas Mavericks basically said, what is it going to take to get guys to come here to Dallas? What's it going to take to keep a guy like Dirk Nowitzki here? And they put PlayStation 3s when those were the most popular, and they had massages in the locker room and whirlpools and hot pools and cold pools and everything else. Guess what? All of that and then some's going to be in here.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, if you're a player and you walk in and you see a locker room that's basically akin to the size of like a practice facility, and that's what you're going to play in every Sunday, why wouldn't you want to be here?
You know, when we went to San Francisco and we saw Levi's Stadium for the first time, I did at least this past season, I walked in their locker room and I was amazed at the sheer size of what they have. And I'm hearing that it's going to be pretty comparable here. And to have such a huge area before a game, I mean, when you talk about 53 players and then you cut down to, 46 for actual game time, you got a lot of room that you can kind of spread out in.
Right.
But what's more important is you talk about some of these college championship games, the football games that you're bringing in 100 players. Mm-hmm. And currently in the Georgia Dome, you know, they've got like 3 players to a locker.
Right.
It's going to kind of make things a little bit easier for those guys.
Another
too.
Thing that as a player that you like about having a nice sized locker room or a big locker room, all the time you see guys are laid out on the floor. They're stretching. Mm-hmm. Guys are doing multiple things. Guys are trying to get themselves loose before a game. Guys are in the back, the area where you maybe get an IV before the game or something. Things like that matter. And guys look at space. They look at, do I have room to do my own individual thing? And if you have that type of room, that type of space, that means a lot for players. And sometimes it seems like it's maybe small, but that goes a long way when you're thinking about your favorite player getting ready for a game, make sure he's good to go.
Now, did you get to scope out the visiting locker room?
No.
Oh, okay.
We didn't want to see the business.
Because I can see how the opposite would work if you kind of give them an
opportunity. You put them 8 to a locker.
I'm looking at you, Raymond James Stadium.
That's
a very, very small visiting locker room over there. So let's get over into the fan experience side of things. I mean, you guys are walking around this construction site, and you're in awe of everything that's going on there. But when it's done, the amount of technology, the amount of just the size of the concourses, right. The quality food selection from local partners. I mean, there's so much that's going to go into the fan side of things that you know, you're going to go there and it's going to be like a completely different experience than anything else that you've experienced in sports.
Well, what's one of the things that sports is dealing with, that everything else in the world's dealing with? It's a short attention span, and people are determining what they're going to spend their money on.
Right.
There's guys that go, okay, on Sunday, I can't afford to take my family to the game, or I'm too worried about my fantasy team or anything else, and they don't want to go there. Well, this stadium's going to offer really a little bit of everything. I was told the internet, Wi-Fi will be the best, really ever, the best in the United States when it comes to fan experience in a stadium. We all have that moment where you get in there and you go, all right, if I stand up here at the top of the stadium and I turn it to the right, I can get a signal.
Let me tell you something. Nobody is more nervous before an away game
than you.
Than me, because I am, the first thing I do is I am out on the field with like two cell phones from two different carriers, and I'm determining where the dead spots are because it can be so bad. But then you add 70,000 people in that are trying to access the same tower,
thing, yeah.
You know, it bogs it down. You're not going to have that problem in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You know, one thing you mentioned was the space and the concourses, and that's one thing we talked about when we were walking through it. One of the main things that they pointed out to us was, look how big the area is where you can walk. Look at the area where usually you're walking, you're bumping shoulders, and everybody's turning sideways. The area was so wide, I don't think you're going to have an issue with a lot of people in the walkways. And also, one thing we also saw was there's so many escalators in this Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and there's only one walkway that you got to walk up. There's only one ramp you can walk up in the entire stadium, which is awesome because they have so many escalators.
So there's 23 escalators in the stadium. There's 12 in the Georgia Dome. So that gives you an idea of just how different it's going to be.
And John asked the question while we were walking through. Every time we walked, every 3 or 4 seconds, John was like, so what's this? What's that? And it was like, this is all the points of sale. This is where you can get all the different places to eat from. So there's going to be double places where you can get food. There's double the place where you can find things to drink, all that kind of stuff. So it's double whatever is at the Dome right now. It's wider, more space, and more things to look at.
One of the things, and it's not constructed yet, but you can see on some of the previews, the thing for me, and we've seen this, it's kind of the modernization of the NFL, is the field suite level. And fans want access. They're saying, hey, if I'm going to spend my money, I want to be able to get as close to the action as I can. Well, there's going to be, and you can see down in the end zone, they've got those field suites that look awesome. I mean, you're literally field level with a National Football League game. And I can tell you, I pinch myself literally every time we walk on the field and I look up and I say thank you, because I don't know what I did to deserve this, but a chance to watch that game that close. This is something fans, we've seen it in New York and Dallas and everywhere else. Now all of a sudden Atlanta's going to have the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, DJ.
And one last thing that I thought that just came to mind that was pretty cool to me, that we both thought was pretty awesome while we was there, was it doesn't matter where you're at in the stadium, you can go anywhere in the stadium.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool is that some stadiums you go into, if you're in one area, that's where you have to stay. You can't get anywhere else. And the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, if you're up in the 300 level, you can come down to the 200s. You can come down to the 100. You can come around and just sit there and have a standing room area where you can just watch the game. Even if you don't have a ticket to have a seat, you can come into a standing room area and you can just sit there and look over and watch the game. It's so many different things that you can like about this stadium. We just talked about the big concourse. We talked about how you can find so much things to have inside there. And then also you can move around throughout. You got buddies that's sitting somewhere else. You can go find them and without anybody stopping you.
And then in this one end zone, you've got basically a destination, which is the window to the city.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's going to be just this massive window that you'll see the entire Atlanta skyline. I mean, that's going to be gorgeous. The sun studies have been done, so you don't run into problems that other stadiums have had. And, you know, you look at a place like Lucas Oil that has a large window in there, and it just makes it feel a little bit different for when the roof is closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we walked over to that area. The tour was awesome. They took us there, and we were up on the top, and they said, this is where the window to the city is going to be. Imagine, and I know a lot of fans can relate to this, you know where Falcons Landing is right now. This window basically looks out over Falcons Landing, but you can see into the downtown landscape, which is going to be gorgeous. It's going to be, you know, imagine a Sunday afternoon, as Shock mentioned, you're sitting wherever you're sitting, and you go, you know what? I just want to go stand over there. There's a standing area where you can go stand and watch the game from a different level. and look out to the city. They've also taken that front part of Falcons Landing, and it's going to be like an entrance to the stadium, but not an entrance,
right,
where you can kind of come in and mingle and do stuff like that.
That's an awesome part of the stadium you just mentioned, too, is you can come in the stadium and be inside but still be outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like once you're in, you're in, and then you talk about the area where we were, where the big window is going to be, and where we were standing, the first thing we both mentioned was, look at that. We're above Phillips Arena right now. That's how high you are looking out into the city, and you're in this standing room area, and it just looks so beautiful already in the area that we were at. So we stood there for at least 30 minutes just looking out into the city, talking about certain stuff, and you can imagine what it's going to be like on a Sunday at 1 p.m.
Sure.
When it's nice and sunny outside and in the fall and just looking over and watching your favorite team play the Falcons.
Now, I think we'd be completely remiss if we didn't talk about this because I know they are very busy constructing this right now, and I've seen pictures of the site with just gigantic amounts of steel going up and being lifted by that big red crane, which is the unique roof of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, how cool is that, where it's just like these pedals that come together. It's going to be able to open and close in a very short amount of time. Just one of those cool touches that has never been done before.
Yeah, it would have been easy to go, okay, we'll do the retractable roof. Guess what? That's been done for a long time. I think Rogers Center in Toronto was the first to do the retractable roof. Now you'll have kind of that camera shutter lens. But what was more impressive to me was, and if you look up, you know, somewhere around us, you can see kind of in the back these big steel structures that they have to lift up. And they basically said the crane, there was one of them being built, and they said the crane will lift it up and drop it down. And I think it's kind of a one-shot deal. Like when that thing goes down, there's no lifting it back up and starting over. So you got to know what you're doing. We were watching somebody, and Shock and Bosek and I were all amazed. We're looking up there. There's a house. Not a house. I guess it's like
a trailer facility
all the way on the top. And we were told that basically when these people go up to work,
when they get there at 6:30 in the morning and start working on it,
they can't leave. Yeah. There's a porta potty up there. That's kind of their spot. If honey forgot to pack your lunch, you're in trouble. There is no
running
to the
local food spot. You left your phone in the car, it's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget, if your keys are down in the car, your keys are going to be in the car.
Yeah. And one thing, we talked about the cranes and how big they were. And we actually were on the ground level where they were building those massive steel, and how big and how strong those massive steel beams were. Those were just as impressive as the crane we were looking at. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the detail of it and how the guys – we actually saw guys up on those beams screwing stuff in, drilling stuff in. So they were building that thing from the ground up, and then it goes up. So – those guys down there are doing an amazing job on some massive, massive structures.
We, I believe it was last month, we released a video on, I think you can find it on MercedesBenzStadium.com, AtlantaFalcons.com, our YouTube channel, of just drone footage of flying through as these guys are doing construction. And you are literally looking at guys who are right at the very top of these cranes, at the top of the stadium, doing this work. They're tethered in there. They're having a good time, like, watching the drone go by. I mean, how much would it take for you guys to do something like
there's
that?
There's not enough.
Yeah, I'm saying
I'm afraid of heights. And we talked about this when we were there, and I was
I'm afraid of falling off this chair.
They said there were guys that literally would crawl across the big beams and crawl across the big. And I was like, they must be paying those guys a lot of money because they have to.
I've been to, like, Main Event, and they have those rope things that are kind of over the video games. And you're safe. I mean, you're 15 feet off the ground, and you're roped in. I make it about from here to the camera on that rope, and I just freeze. I also tried the rock climbing thing on a cruise where it's like, hey, you climb to the top of this rock. Oh, I can do this. Great. I made it about a third of the way up, and I froze. I can't imagine. There's not enough money. Like, literally, they could say, the winning Mega Millions ticket is on the other end. You got to crawl over there. I'm just going to keep working the rest of my life.
We've talked about another unique portion of this stadium, but we got to talk about this halo board too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 5 stories high, 360 degrees. I mean, never been done before. When you go into that stadium, I don't know if you can see yet everything kind of taking shape, but can you kind of visualize what that might look like inside of there?
You can definitely visualize where it's going to sit in the stadium and how you can actually see it from your seat, particular seat. And I asked a couple questions about the angles of, you know, the halo board and all that. And the halo board here is impressive already.
So it is.
I mean, and it's not going to be anywhere near the size of what's it going to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but you can see it's going to change the dynamic of how you see a game. It's going to change the dynamic. And we talked about when you go to Jerry's World, all you see is that big board and everybody's always looking up. You're not going to have that problem while you're in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. One other thing that caught my eye along with the halo board was the huge mega columns. And we talked about the mega column where you're going to have whatever. You can see a big old picture of Matt Ryan on or whatever it is.
Well, and there'll be video boards. Huge. They're not just going to be pictures. So it's
awesome. I mean, it's so big. So many things in this stadium are just massive. We talk about the cranes and all that kind of stuff, but this mega column that we saw, we actually stood right next to it, and we heard a crazy stat about, how much concrete it took to get in there. It's amazing, along with the halo board and that mega column, that this place is going to be built to really entertain, and it's going to be awesome.
You know, I always wondered how, like, these giant concrete structures were made. So that was one of the things I asked. I said, how do you build this? Like, that's not something you sit there and go by hand and you're kind of – they said, no, they build like a wood cut out of this and actually pour concrete into it, which to me is fascinating. I mean, the fact that you've got to build something to
and
then
they just
build
pour
something.
Concrete in it. And they said it's something about how many trucks it would go all the way around 285, how much concrete they had to use for the trucks, which was crazy.
Well, it's great to see the number of workers, the number of people who are working jobs down there and doing great work on Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And it is going to set a brand new standard in sports, of course. But if you're one of those fans who thinks when it opens, I'll just if the Cowboys are playing there, I'll get tickets, or if the Eagles are playing there, I'll just get tickets. It's not going to work like that. It's really not going to work like that, because 21 sections are already sold out in this place.
Wow.
Okay, so club seats are over 85% sold out.
Wow.
And seats are starting as low as $50. You've got to. I mean. It's great, because the perception when this whole thing came about was that it's not going to be affordable.
Like, right.
The regular family is not going to be able to go, but that's just simply not true. It seems like everything is tailored for every type of fan.
Right.
And what's great is that whether it's 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, as far as the fan experience goes, it's going to be the same across the board.
Yeah, the secondary market that's out there right now probably won't be as readily available. Because we mentioned, this is going to be a destination stadium. This is going to be a place where, gym businessman's in town on a Saturday and goes, I got to go see the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I may not be a Falcon fan, but I'm going to watch a game because I want to go see what this is all about. It's going to be the same thing that Dallas is. I want to go back to the board real quick. They were talking about how it'll be multi-use. Like, there could be video on one angle. There might be a scoreboard on another. They said if you're at a concert, because they're going to use this for concert venues, the concert promoters can put whatever they want up there. So it's going to be used for everything. For me, what I like more, and I know, Jay, you feel the same way, even though we work for the Falcons, on Sunday I want to see what's going on in the rest of the NFL.
Absolutely.
And I hate when I go to a stadium and they've got tucked, like, in a corner about this big, a scoreboard scroll.
Right.
It's like, dude, we're here for NFL. We want to know what's going on. And now you're going to have this, where you might be able to get some red zone and a break and go, hey, here's what happened in the Saints game. Not
it's
that
like,
we care
you're
what happened
be able
in the Saints
You're going to be able to, like, check your fantasy scores, watch the replay, and see what's going on inside the rest of the stadium all at one time on this thing. It's going to be pretty amazing. So, again, you're going to want to go to MercedesBenzStadium.com. You're going to want to get a preview center appointment. Come on down here. There are people here working day and night to answer questions and work with you. So get down here. It's just such a really cool place. And if you're awed by this place, you're going to be awed by Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2017, and you don't want to miss out on that opportunity.
The great thing about this place is you can see exactly where you're going to sit.
Yep.
Right.
They can show you exactly where you're going to sit. You can see all the, like we mentioned earlier, the history of the Atlanta Falcons. You can see we have the replica of the new stadium that you can look at and see everything. They got the halo board here. Everything that you want to know about the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you can find it right here. So please make a note to come down here and see it. It's definitely worth the time.
One awesome feature that we haven't talked about in the end zone, the way that they position the seat is basically to mimic the logo. See how the Falcon logo right here kind of makes a curve right there in one of the end zones. You will actually have that logo. So there will be kind of logo seating the way that it's situated. It's really awesome to look at because that's already been built in.
That's where I would want to sit.
Me too.
I would think that would be where you'd put your really rabid fans. Yeah. That's where I would be. For sure,
we got to come up with a. That's got to be like.
We got to come up with a name.
They're gonna have a. They're gonna have an area, especially when the soccer team gets in there. Yeah, where they say this is all fan fanatic stuff. So, there's gonna be areas for the crazy fanatics.
And this place is gonna be loud too. We'll get, I'm sure, more information about that down the line. But for now, please get into MercedesBenzStadium.com and book your preview center appointment. If you don't trust, just go do the virtual tour. Take a look at the virtual tour. It's really, really impressive. There's a lot going on. So we had fun down here. I mean, this is the first time we've gone on the road here.
I like it.
But we get to do it more.
We do. Maybe we'll do one at the construction site sometime.
I like that. We'll have to wear those hats.
Hard hats and goggles and all that.
A lot of noise.
We need all that. It's awesome. And I'm sure the people.
Maybe somebody will give us a drill gun. And
we're going to keep you guys away.
Fans are probably sad right now. They haven't had the chance to see Mr. Bosek today either. So they're probably,
No break with Bosek this week. But we will be back next week. We will be talking all free agency. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about next week. But thanks for joining us for this special edition of the Falcon Cast podcast here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium Preview Center. And we will talk to you next week.